Extenuating Circumstances, a Harry Stoner Mystery Number 8 by Jonathan Vallon, narrated by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. The Lessing House was on Riverside Drive in Covington, almost directly across the Ohio River from the stadium. I knew it was across from the stadium because I could hear the afternoon baseball crowd grumbling in the distance, like an army of men talking fitfully in their sleep. I couldn't see the stadium itself or much of anything on the Ohio side. The midsummer heat had raised a mist on the river, making the crowd noises drifting over the water seem detached, dreamlike. It could have been the Styx, the distant welter, the voices of the doomed. It could also have been the Ohio River on a hot, humid July afternoon with a baseball game in progress. It was a day to make you a little soft in the brain. What I could see, had no trouble seeing, was a pretty French Quarter house on a small rise above the street where I had parked. A flagstone terrace dotted with cane furniture, a row of French windows and a white stucco wall. A second-story veranda railed in wrought iron with a second row of French windows opening onto it. Two people were sitting on the terrace, a man and a woman, looking in opposite directions, like drawings on a jelly glass. Neither one of them was looking at me. I hied my way up a short flight of stone steps. The man turned toward me. He was too fat to be wearing the blue polo shirt he had on without a bra. He had a long, dour, jowly face that drooped down his neck like dough from a hook. His brown, crew-cut hair was chopped level on top and mowed to about a half an inch height, like a fescue lawn. I put his age at about 30.